In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning. Words of my mother and father stick with me to this day. Take off your shoes, you're tracking mud all over the house. Trying to keep the house clean. And we've been out playing all day. We just come barging through that door with mud on our shoes and we're just tracking it everywhere. What child hasn't heard those words? And I know as a parent, I've said those many times to my own kids. Didn't have a clue. Today we're hearing this from God Almighty, saying these very words to Moses there before the burning bush. God says, "Take off your shoes, Moses. You're standing on holy ground. Holy ground." I think about that word holy, that word that means set apart for God, something of God. Only God is holy. As Frederick Buechner says, only God is holy. To speak of anything else as holy is to say that it has something of God's mark on it. We're not holy, but God is. Times, places, things, people, they can all be holy inasmuch as they bear the mark of God. We come here to this holy place. Indeed, the Good Shepherd is a holy place to be. It's set apart for God. It's filled with people that are marked by God and for God, set apart for His purpose. As we gather together, we are the holy people of God. Think about this amazing encounter that Moses had before the burning bush. God calls Moses by name. Moses, Moses. Yes, Lord. God identifies Himself as the God of His father, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Not just any God. God says, "I've heard the cries of my people, and I know their suffering. And I want you, Moses, to go back to Pharaoh and to set my people free." Moses says, "Come on, Lord. Who am I?" God says, "I will be with you. I'll be with you." I think we learn so much about this God for whom we worship in this very short little passage. God is the same then as He is today, and He will be tomorrow. The first thing we learn about God is that He hears the cries of His people. He hears the cries of His people. He hears our prayers. And He hears those who call upon His name. Second thing is that He cares. We worship a God who cares. He doesn't just hear, but He cares about you and me. He cares about the world. He cares about His children, all of His children for whom He is desiring to be back in relationship with. He knows their suffering, and He wants to do something about it. The third is that He calls upon regular people like Moses, like you and me. People that, you know, are ill-equipped and unqualified. God speaks. God listens. God cares. God acts. And God is present. These are things that we must never forget. God reveals a lot to Moses on that day, but you know, there are some very, very important details that he left out, didn't he? He didn't tell him his name. He said, I am that I am. Go tell him that I am sent you. Okay, yeah, right. He didn't tell him, you know, why of all people God chose me. I know you may have asked that question of yourself before. Why me, Lord? Why me? Why not somebody else? God didn't tell Moses how he was going to accomplish this unbelievable task. He had just been running from Pharaoh for his life, finally found a wonderful place, working on a family, and God says, go back to the one that sought to kill you and tell him, I am sent you, and I want you to set my people free. Yeah, right. God left out some important details. He simply identified a need, chose a person, and assured him of his presence. That's the deal. That's the deal. When you get right down to it, that's where we find ourselves. God has called you and I, you and me, to go and to set His people free. And I know we still struggle with that why me question. I'm not qualified. How are we to accomplish this? By what authority do I come? In many ways, we're trying to weasel out of the deal. You know, point at somebody else. You know, just as Moses was marked and set apart for God, we too, in our baptisms, have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked as Christ's own forever. We've been set apart for the kingdom of God. Set apart for a purpose to go and to tell Pharaoh to set my people free, to go and meet the needs of those who are suffering, those who are crying out, those who are seeking forgiveness and reconciliation and peace. Because God is still listening to the cries of His people. And He's acting. And He's acting through you and me. We are the ones who are marked, holy and set apart. We bear that mark of God. And God is speaking to us. And the question I think we have to ask ourselves is, are we listening to God? Do we hear Him calling your name? Moses, Moses. Do we say, yes, Lord? Here I am. Are we willing to go? Are we willing to go even though it's a little scary? Even though we feel ill-equipped? Even though we may not want to? As we look at the gospel, the parable of the unfruitful fig tree, it is none other than Jesus who is the merciful gardener. Jesus, the one who is saying, no, Lord, don't cut it down yet. It still has hope. It still has opportunity. Please, give me just another year. I will spread. I will tend. I will take care of and we are all like those plants. Are we bearing the fruit? We're also like the gardener. We're called to go out and to spread God's word and God's seed and God's manure. Tend His garden. You know, when we are changing lives and sharing Christ, We're bearing the marks of the Holy One. We go out as His disciples, those who are sent, and we bear His authority. You know, holy comes with its own authority. And when we're doing the work of God, it speaks for itself. It doesn't come from our ability or our qualifications or our resume. It comes from a willingness to step out in faith, a willingness to trust and take God at His word that He will be with us to deliver us. God can't answer the question for us. We have to be willing to step out. And that's the deal. That's the only deal that He makes with us. You go, and I'll be with you. If you don't go, you're not going to receive the blessing that I have for you and for the world. And that's life. Life is the faith walk. It's a journey of faith. It's claiming the blessing that God has for each one of us and being a blessing to those we're called to serve. And it looks different for each one of us. You have to ask that question for yourself. How has God marked you? And for what purpose has He set you apart? What is He calling you to do and to be? Where is He calling you to serve? His presence and His purpose is unfolding every day in and through our lives as we go about our work. Very likely, He's called you to serve Him right where you are. You know, you're not simply a teacher or a lawyer or a doctor or a rancher or a parent. You're called to be Christ, to teach the way Christ taught, to care the way Christ cared, to serve the way Christ served, to do the business of God in the world wherever it is that you find yourself planted, bearing the fruit of the kingdom. As baptized Christians, we are marked and set apart as Christ's own forever. And it means no longer being the unfruitful fig tree bound for judgment, but being merciful gardeners summoned to participate in the propagation of the gospel in God's kingdom. With the mercy that God has shown each one of us, we're called to show mercy. With the knowledge of being set apart, we're called to walk in faith. With the presence of the living God with us, we're called to accomplish the things for which God has sent us. Claim your baptismal promise. Claim that promise that God has called you by name, that He hears the cries of His people. He's called you to go and to set His people free, and He will go with you to accomplish that for which He has purposed you. Amen.